Ellie Goulding and Anything Could Happen on BFBS on your Friday. Now, we are joined in the studio live with Johnny Ball. Johnny, we joked there about having a little dance while Ellie Goulding's playing, but Strictly, we've got to
talk
about that.
Not much room, was there?
No, there isn't. But we've got to talk about your experiences of that. Did you enjoy being on the show?
I loved it. It all got unfortunate with my partner, and eventually she injured herself, and I had to have a new partner. But the new partner was Yvetta, and she was lovely. She flew over from the States on the red eye, just for me. And she was just fabulous. And she's doing the series this year, so I'm very thrilled with that.
Is it going to be weird watching it as opposed to taking part? Did you take part in Fake Tan Friday as well?
No, I didn't. No, I never entered the spray booth. I never wore a sequin. I wasn't in it long enough. Not one sequin. I complained bitterly. My wife put them on some cornflakes in the morning, so that was the only time. It was lovely. They're all super. The pros are super. And you get a real atmosphere. And you do all become buddies. And everybody's heartbroken when anyone goes out, and so sorry for them. It's a really good little club you're in, you know. And luckily, you all get paid the same money. So I was the highest paid because I did less time.
You can put your feet up for the rest of the time and still get paid the same. Brilliant.
It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good.
A lot of our audience will remember you from back in the day and the maths. And we were a bit worried that you're going to teach us some maths today, but that's not happened. So that's good, because I was rubbish at maths. You've also done some CSE stuff.
Well, I was a stand-up comedian first, you see.
Yes, and you did some shows for the troops.
That's right. I 16 tours, you know, quite a few to Northern Ireland, but Singapore 3 times, all around the Gulf, Salalah, Mazira, Sharjah, Bahrain, all of them. Cyprus, all over Cyprus. Never did Gibraltar. That was the only one I never did.
So you're looking for a little comedy tour out there?
I've been there since. I did a cruise last year, and we were in Gibraltar, and my wife, we were on the bridge, and when it left the port, it was my wife that went... Well, it was the horn, not my, you know.
Yeah.
But she does make funny noises at times. But, yeah, we were on the bridge, and that was tremendous, yeah. And, of course, Jib was great, great.
Well, we're going out there now, actually. And it'd be wrong not to get you on, Johnny Ball, to big up the Balls, because they've got their summer ball tonight. So I thought we could get you to say a little message to everybody that's going to the Warrant Officers and Senior 8 to mess for their spring ball.
Well, good luck with the ball, you know, and get to bed at some time, for heaven's sake, you know.
Early hours.
Early hours, but have a great time.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. You're going to feature tonight on British Forces News as well with Tim Cooper. Once again, what would be your lasting line about the campaign No One Alone for Blind Veterans UK?
It means exactly what it says. No one's alone. And don't stay on your own. And if you've got a problem with your sight, then get on to them. And it helps to talk it over. It helps to discuss your problems. It lightens them. Immediately, you're talking about it, and it lightens them. And it's surprising how they can help, both you and the people around you.
Brilliant. Johnny Ball, thank you so much for coming on BFBS.